Proverbs chapter 2, verses 16 through 19, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth, and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. There's some pretty heavy words. Back in verse 11, we saw that discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. And we saw our first example in the previous verses, 12 through 15, of the evil man. And now we see our second example, to deliver thee from the way of the strange woman. Now, not to be crude, but it's just a fact that this is where they get this saying fornicators use, getting a piece of strange. And when I was a kid, I remember a man whose marriage was falling apart and he was getting a divorce, and I heard somebody say it's because he was out getting strange. I had no idea what they meant until I asked the right person and had that explanation. But the Bible tells us right here what it means and tells us why his marriage fell apart and his life really fell apart. And another thing to note is, just if you look in Bible dictionaries, they really fail to emphasize the use of the word strange or stranger in this context, strangely enough. But in verse 16, she'll says, the stranger which flattereth with her words. Every young man needs to be told that the Bible word is whore. The fornicating young lady will tell the young man what he wants to hear. I love you, I need you, I can't live without you, and all these things. And by the way, these warnings are just as true for young ladies. How many young women fell for it when a man just told them he loved them and then said, if you love me, you'll do this, and then she ends up pregnant and he runs off, or worse. So it's the stranger which flattereth with her words can be a man doing that with a young lady. But this isn't a foreigner when it comes to being a stranger. This is your neighbor. And verse 17 says, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. See, that's not a foreigner. That's someone who is to Solomon's son, would have been a Jew who was raised under law. But it continues in verse 18, for her house inclineth unto death and her paths unto the dead. You aren't the first, and you won't be the last. These type of people live this lifestyle. And everybody who goes in after them suffers the consequences with STDs, pregnancies. You know, that woman that has children by four different men and lives off of welfare, that type of thing. They're home wreckers. Proverbs 23:27-28 says, for a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. She also lieth in wait as for a prey, and increaseth the transgressors among men. Verse 19 says, none that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. She's not interested in marriage. But this is a life-changing sin. It's not that you can't be forgiven. 1 John 1:9 promises us that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But if you haven't gone down this path, don't. If you have, repent and get right with God now and limit the damage, salvage what's left. And this is not an unpardonable sin, but it's a sin that leaves irreparable damage to one degree or other. So be warned and be wise.